We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
1244 in the Afternoon Magazine. And now we want to bring attention to Hunger Action Month. And again, an event this week will help others bring attention to the problems that so many are having or simply having enough to go around to feed yourself and feed your families. We're joined live now by Kaylee Friend. She's Public Relations Manager with the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. Good afternoon, Kaylee.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Talk about, we talked a little while ago by phone, talk about the SNAP Challenge, how long this has been going on, and what the event and what this next week entails.
Well, through the 18th through the 24th of September, it's a part of Hunger Action Month, and we're asking people to take the SNAP Challenge. What that is we're asking people to live on $5 a day or $35 a week to just kind of experience what somebody with SNAP benefits feels like when they have this restriction on what they can buy and what they can eat.
And this has been like 3 or 4 years, and as you said, a lot of people are signing up. We got about 100 signed up, and I assume you have some testimonials from people that have accepted this challenge and helped them understand what many are going through.
That's right. We've got a lot of people who've signed up through Feeding Illinois, which is kind of our statewide organization for the 8 food banks within the state of Illinois. And one of the writers for a magazine here in Springfield that took this challenge last year called it an exercise in empathy. He said it was really, really eye-opening to take this challenge and realize how hungry you are and how hard it is to concentrate when you're working with a limited budget and a limited menu of things that you can eat.
You brought attention to some numbers this morning for me. You talked about a recent study. Maybe we could talk about that a minute. But a quarter of children in central Illinois are food insecure.
That's right. Feeding America just put out a study that showed that here within central Illinois, within our 21-county region, 1 in 4 children are food insecure, which means that they don't know where their next meal is going to come from. And that's a really staggering statistic. That's, 25% of children out there don't know if they're going to have a dinner or a lunch or a breakfast, and that's a really big deal. So that's why the SNAP Challenge is really important in drawing attention to this issue and kind of having an eye-opening experience for people to see the reality of hunger here in central Illinois.
That brings attention, too. We talk about families maybe not knowing where their dinner will come from, or maybe for their children, and a lot of them going without meals, and that brings attention to summer. What we've had in the past few months are meal programs in several schools.
That's right. And when school's out during the summer, that's a struggle for those families. It's 2 extra meals they have to provide every day. There's no breakfast or lunch that's provided by school, which is a huge help during the year for those families. So back in school now, it's still an issue. Hunger exists 365 days a year, and this is just one way we're kind of trying to shed some light on that and bring it to the attention of the public.
Anything else you want to add on what the SNAP Challenge taught you, being a participant?
I did not realize how hungry I would be on $5 a day. You have no idea until you actually take this challenge, but about the 4th or 5th day, you start realizing that it's hard to concentrate and it's hard to just do your everyday activities at 100% because you're hungry. You can't concentrate. So I think that's really important to remember for those people who are not starving, but they're hungry. They're dealing with this on a daily basis, and that's just kind of something that's really important to remember when you're thinking about hunger here in central Illinois.
And it's Hunger Action Month, and there's an event Monday the 26th we might want to bring attention to as well. I've got the details here if you do not. There's a Hunger Symposium coming up at the Illinois Terminal Building here in Champaign from 7 to 8:30, Monday the 26th.
Yep, and that'll be a fantastic opportunity for people to come out and learn more, and we hope that they do that.
Where can we go on the web to learn more about the SNAP Challenge?
It's feedingillinois.org/challenge.
All right. Kaylee Friend is the Public Relations Manager with the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. Kaylee, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
In that, you had to appeal to the other party, voters of the other side, to get reelected. Now, with so many safe congressional districts around the country, Safe Democrats will not have to do any kind of compromising. Safe Republican seats, Republicans in safe districts will also not have to do compromise because they're not fearful of losing in November. What's changed, though, is that there's a tremendous middle ground of voters out there who are just angry and disgusted with what they see. So in 2006 and 2008, they took their anger out on the Republicans. After 2009 and 2010, when unemployment was going up, when jobs were not being created, when a lot of the promise that President Obama brought into office was not realized, these same centrist voters, these same undecided, undeclared voters say, you know something, it's not working for the Democrats, I'm going to go Republican. So it's not that the extremes are changing, but it's these voters in the middle who are switching allegiances right before our eyes.
With a presidential election on the horizon next year, any reason to believe that things will get better as far as that ability to somehow come together, work together?
Oh, absolutely not. And that would not be in the Republican Party's best interest. And there are some on the progressive left who feel that would not be in the Democratic Party's best interest either. Both parties have to lay out the markers of what 2012 is all about. The Republicans say with some conviction that this is about big government, about an overreaching government, about a jobs program and an economic platform that the Democrats did not deliver on. The Democrats will say that the Republicans are the party of no. They are very extreme. They are very absolutist when it comes to no taxes, even if most of the people in the country feel that some kind of give and take is needed to get the economy rolling. So with both parties set in their ways, and especially with the fact that there's a presidential election coming up, I see very little opportunity and likelihood of compromise.
Does this partisan divide, does this filter down to the state level, maybe even local level politics?
Oh, sure it does, and it always has. I mean, just look at, first of all, yes, it's true that next year is a presidential year, but this year is a redistricting year. So there are a lot of state legislatures around the country that, because of partisanship and because of control of the state senate or the state house or whatever it is, they will draw the lines. You know, everybody talks about how important it is to elect a senator or a member of the House, you know, and congressional politics. But gubernatorial elections, especially as we saw in Illinois, is crucial because if you can control the redistricting process, you can either elect a half a dozen new members of your party or defeat a half a dozen members of the opposite party. And, for example, in Illinois, there are six Republicans, at least a minimum of six Republicans, who could lose their seats in 2012 simply because the Democratic governor and the Democratic legislature are going to redraw the congressional district lines. And we've seen that in many states. If the Republicans control it, they'll try to wipe out the Democrats and vice versa. It's a long time process. It's a long time part of what the redistricting process is. But in this hyper-partisan time, I think the tempers will be even shorter, and I think the recrimination will be even greater because there's so much anger out there.
NPR's political editor at Ken Rudin spoke with Illinois Public Radio's Sean Crawford. 12:44 in the Afternoon Magazine, and now we want to bring attention to Hunger Action Month. And again, an event this week will help others bring attention to the problems that so many are having or simply having enough to go around to feed yourself and feed your families. We're joined live now by Kaylee Friend. She's Public Relations Manager with the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. Good afternoon, Kaylee.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Talk about, we talked a little while ago by phone, talk about the SNAP Challenge, how long this has been going on and what the event and what this next week entails.
Well, through the 18th through the 24th of September, it's a part of Hunger Action Month, and we're asking people to take the SNAP Challenge. What that is we're asking people to live on $5 a day or $35 a week to just kind of experience what somebody with SNAP benefits feels like when they have this restriction on what they can buy and what they can eat.
And this has been like 3 or 4 years, and as you said, a lot of people are signing up. We got about 100 signed up, and I assume you have some testimonials from people that have accepted this challenge and helped them understand what many are going through.
That's right. We've got a lot of people who've signed up through Feeding Illinois, which is kind of our statewide organization for the 8 food banks within the state of Illinois. And one of the writers for a magazine here in Springfield that took this challenge last year called it an exercise in empathy. He said it was really, really eye-opening to take this challenge and realize how hungry you are and how hard it is to concentrate when you're working with a limited budget and a limited menu of things that you can eat.
You brought attention to some numbers this morning for me. You talked about a recent study. Maybe we could talk about that a minute. About a quarter of children in Central Illinois are food insecure.
That's right. Feeding America just put out a study that showed that here within central Illinois, within our 21-county region, one in four children are food insecure, which means that they don't know where their next meal is going to come from. And that's a really staggering statistic. That's, I mean, 25% of children out there don't know where if they're going to have a dinner or a lunch or a breakfast, and that's a really big deal. So that's why the SNAP Challenge is really important in drawing attention to this issue and kind of having an eye-opening experience for people to see the reality of hunger here in central Illinois.
That brings attention, too. We talk about families maybe not knowing where their food, their dinner will come from, or maybe for their children, and a lot of them going without meals, and that brings attention to summer. What we've had in the past few months are meal programs in the several schools.
That's right, and when school's out during the summer, that's a struggle for those families. You know, it's two extra meals they have to provide every day. There's no breakfast or lunch that's provided by school, which is a huge help during the year for those families. So back in school now, it's still an issue. Hunger exists 365 days a year, and this is just one way we're kind of trying to shed some light on that and bring it to the attention of the public.
Anything else you want to add on what the SNAP Challenge taught you, being a participant?
I did not realize how hungry I would be on $5 a day. You have no idea until you actually take this challenge, but about the fourth or fifth day, you start realizing that it's hard to concentrate and it's hard to just do your everyday activities at 100% because you're hungry. You can't concentrate. So I think that's really important to remember for those people who are not starving, but they're hungry. They're dealing with this on a daily basis, and that's just kind of something that's really important to remember when you're thinking about hunger here in central Illinois.
And it's Hunger Action Month, and there's an event Monday the 26th we might want to bring attention to as well. I've got the details here if you do not. There's a Hunger Symposium coming up at the Illinois Terminal Building here in Champaign from 7 to 8:30, Monday the 26th.
Yep, and that'll be a fantastic opportunity for people to come out and learn more, and we hope that they do that.
Where can we go on the web to learn more about the SNAP Challenge?
It's feedingillinois.org/challenge.
All right. Kaylee Friend is the Public Relations Manager with the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. Kaylee, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
The signal power of AM 580 will be further reduced in mid-September, so the next phase of our tower repair can begin. You may be unable to hear AM 580 for as long as 2 weeks. Morning Edition and All Things Considered will still be available on FM 90.9. And you can hear AM 580 online at will.illinois.edu. We apologize for this inconvenience and thank you for your patience as we work to bring you a much improved AM 580 signal. WILL programs are made possible by Bevere Cafe, offering lunches from 11:30 to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday, and an early afternoon after hour from 1 to 2:30 p.m. featuring soups, sandwiches, salads, pastries, and specialty coffees. Bevere Cafe is student-operated in Bevere Hall, corner of Gregory and Goodwin, Urbana.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 16th of September, 2011. It's the birthday of King Henry V of England. He was born around 1386 in Monmouth, Wales. 2 years after he ascended to the throne, he defeated the French at the Battle of Agincourt in 1415.